So how was your day?
Pretty good.
What does this feel like to be in this position?
It doesn't really feel like it's happening, to be honest. It happened so fast. Prelim, semis, finals, all those races happened so fast. Just all the nerves and the energy from the meet, I think it's a lot to take in. And pressure is a privilege, and you can really use that to your advantage. And I'm representing a lot of amazing people, amazing country, amazing school. And I'm very incredibly honored to swim. Obviously I'm very happy with my swim, and my coach wanted me to descend each prelim semis finals with my time, and I was able to do that.
So this is your first major international competition, correct?
Yes, sir.
So when you come into this meet, do you have expectations at all?
Of course, I think it's important to be confident in yourself and be confident in your training. But overall, I used that those expectations as positive pressure. I know when people believe in you, that's very strong. And I think I used that. The people who believe in me really obviously give me the confidence to just control my nerves and swim my own race. And
so is it safe to say then that your expectations were met and exceeded? Or?
Oh, of course. Okay. Of course. I was very nervous to make it to finals, and medaling is, can you ask for more, really? So, of course, I'm very excited with my results.
So your aim was to race 7th and go. Where did you realize where you were? I know you finished well, but when did you realize that was possible?
I kind of did. I only can see the two girls next to me. And I saw Yulia out fast, so it was a little bit nerve-wracking just because she brings it home really fast, too. I just put my head down. I was okay with whatever result I finished, so I think just swimming with that piece really helped me finish the race.
When you turned around and saw the two, what did you think?
It's pretty surreal. it was kind of like World Trials when I qualified, saw the number two. It's like,